Begin the Quran Dab and Seth is Yavam Dab Chazayin, begin on my Alpha, begin to his master, begin with the Gemara, my Echad Chalitza Kum Bekama. What does it mean? One does Chalitza to them all? It means I am Tzoyis. It means on the middle one slash the third one. That's the one that gets Chalitza from, even though it's Chayz Chalitza Sasei. Even so, we're saying that you don't have to do Chalitza on all the brothers, and she becomes exempted from the Chalitza of one of the other brothers. Chalitza says, Tame, it's a wonder. Because the Lekaman Maskina, and later the Gemara concludes when Shmuel's teaching of that the if you do Chalitza to one of the sisters, the Tzara is not exempt. You do to the Tzara, the sisters are exempt. Maskina, the Gemara concludes that the Shmuel Hiskel Bala Hiskel Kama. What he meant to say was, depends which one you start with. Meaning, the Hiskel Bala Chalitza, if you started with the sisters, Legumim Tzalas, you cannot conclude the Tzalas. And hence, Bala Yimiftara Rachel, that the other sister, Rachel, is not going to be exempt by Chalitza Tzavaso, the Chalitza of her co-wife. And because can hechad shnei shav, and then be sure when they're both the same. Why? Because they're in the Chalitza Metavayu. Because you need Chalitza from both of them. And you don't say that, this that Shmuel said, that the middle one does not need, which is our given last Chalitza, to go on all the brothers. That's only, I mean, Chalitza is saying that, and you cannot answer the question that we're asking over here to say, oh, and this that the middle one, the third one, doesn't have to be with all the brothers, only to for herself, because she could be exempted with a chalitza psula. And if it does not have to be, says Shmuel, chayzar kol acham. But the chalitza psula would not exempt the co-wife. And therefore, yes, each one has to have their own chalitza, meaning the tzar of Rachel and Rachel. So you can't say that, because l'hai shenuya, because that answer, lo mafagin be mifta nafshel mifta tzara. The Gemara at that point doesn't have that differentiation to differentiate between her and the tzara, that to exempt her, that even that there is a bona fide chalitza to say that she'll be with, good enough for the chalitza psula, but for the tzara, it's only chalitza meula. The first answer of the Gemara doesn't say that. Rather, it doesn't make a difference for her for the tzara. It's not good enough for the chalitza psula when you have a chalitza meula, and so therefore that's difficult. So why are we here? The shlishis, as we're calling her. Why does she not need chalitza from both of the brothers? So Rabbi Meir Deri says that Dahud Mefarosh Kaman. This Digmar explains later on. The Shmuel Hiskel Kaman. The Digmar comes out with that conclusion where you see from over there, as we just explained before, that chalitza psula has to be chayzer. That's Sabak Kishnuy the Besamachi. Right. That part of the Gemara over there holds like the answer the Gemara gives shortly. That does differentiate between herself and the tzara. And right, only for herself a chalitza a psula. Would not have to be chayzer kol achen, but for the tzara would. And whereas v'shinu d'hacha, but the answer over here, the echad chalitza kulon, I'm tzoyis, like we're saying in the Adibim Maschel, that holds the chalitza psula does not have to be chayzer kol achen, and does not differentiate between herself and the tzara. That is sabak, that argument over here, sabak ravashi, holds like ravashi. Dom lekabon, that he says later on, the way he interprets chalitza chayzer lenif to tzaras, he says, because lo yazim ezika, l'shabi tzavri ke'erva, that the only the sisters are forbidden because of chesukuka, but not the tzaris to be forbidden as a ches, tzaris a ches zukuka. And therefore, the chalitza tzaris, have a chalitza ksheira, that is a kosher chalitza. And it would even be technically permitted to do yibim. Ah, lohachi, therefore, chalitz lachayis, lignif to tzaris, because the chalitza of the tzara would be kosher. Whereas the chalitza of the sisters are pasla, and again, the chalitza psula cannot work where you could do a chalitza meula. But over here, the shtei and shavim both are equal in their invalidation, meaning both chalitzas are pasla, then yeah, echad chazachul, and one could do chalitza to them all. But according to Ravashi, Shmuel holds that when the two chalitzas are pasla, you don't have to be chazak alachan. And you're right, there's no difference between herself and the tzara, and therefore that's because our territory over here holds like Ravashi. What's difficult is that the tzara of Leah at least should be patur with the chalitza of Leah. So it takes why? Because the chalitza k'sheri. That's the chalitza kosher at that point. Prince because Rashi explained because dibibayu because if he wanted miyamlo he could have done yibtar, which according to Rashi that's the qualification about what's chalitza psula k'shera. Which Taisa says no, but yeshlim can you cannot say this because the sigla she is actually forbidden to do yim. Mishum bitl mitzvah yamne. Taisa already explained this in the chavam based on masav chalitza. Because if you can do yim to Leah, you have to be concerned that maybe the tzara of Rocha is going to die, and then Rocha is going to go without yim chalitza. Because Rocha is also because Esachai Sishta. It comes out that through the yibim of Leah, you might be about to mitzvah yabim. So Taisa writes that no, actually, even if it's forbidden to do yibim because of this chashash of bitl mitzvah yabim, So that would not make it a chalitza psula. Like Mishael Elwood, first Lashintas and Avchav Mez over there, he writes that chalitza psula is only where it weakens the zika, where it's also doyim for some other iser, for example, ben mazyabin, that doesn't make it into chalitza psula. So if you're right, even though Leia is forbidden to doyim because ben mazyabin, that was the Gemara's question. It still does not make it chalitza psula, and therefore it should exempt the tzara. Next test master begins with Gemara. If that's the case, chalitz letzarais nifter achayis. So then, if you do chalitza to the co-wives, the sisters should be exempt, and v'atzarais rachel mi miftera. And you're telling me that when you do chalitza letzarais, exempt the sisters. What on the tzar of rachel? You think she's exempt pirush? In other words, what's the Gemara's question? Basically, it's bothered by the ihachi that kiven the Gemara once you're explaining these words of Shmuel that chalitz lachayis if you do chalitza to the sisters, loy nifter tzarais. It's not going to exempt the tzaras, meaning davka mirachel, meaning from the tzara of rachel, and because umishum shachal tzaleya, read the chalitza from Leah, because we say hischa b'la hischa. That's what we're saying. We start from chalitza b'leya. So be'inyin zeh namish shachal tzaleya. In other words, in that same way that you do chalitza to Leah, that you're going to say that if you did chalitza to rachel, it's not going to exempt the tzara of rachel. Same thing it would be in that same situation after you did chalitza to Leah, meaning it's a continuation of the case chalitza tzaras. That also will not exempt the sisters. In other words, when he does chalitza to the tzar of Rachel after the chalitza of Leah, that's what the Gemara's question. Ihachi, if it's going like that, and that you did chalitza to Leah already, so then how can you say that atzar Rachel mimiftera once you already did chalitza to Leah, that the chalitza of the tzar of Rachel should not exempt that of Rachel? You know, it says Mazda begins Gemara Shmuel. So it says the Gemara, no. It's not like we thought originally that if you're doing to the sisters and then that will not work for the tzaras and tzaras will work for the, and again, like Tais had to explain what's the ihachi because Tais explained it, and at least that's a simple pshat of the previous Tais that not hiskel hiskel, that was before that, but in other senses continuing that case. Now the Gemara says no, Shmuel hiskel hiskel come. It's a very different understanding of what Shmuel's teaching was. Now, says Taisus, Hash lefi amaskana. Now, according to the conclusion, Les le laha de Shmuel le dibri oimer in zikakama. So now the Gemara doesn't have any more what it originally said. The Shmuel is going according to the one who holds that ain zika. Because actually, this interpretation would not be according to Mandam ain zika. And Taisus says, because lefi amas truth is according to the truth. The Mandam ain zika, according to the one who holds ain zika. Cholitz lachay is, if you do chalitza to the sister, labaz haget, and the one who has was already given a get, actually niftu tzaras achayis. Actually, the co-wives of the sisters actually are exempted. And as the Gemara says this later on, after Nalaf, according to the main zika, if you do chalitza b'al saget, the tzar will go free. So you see that according to the main zika, chalitza b'sula would exempt the tzara. And even though the chalitza of the tzara would be better. So therefore, you can't say this is according to the main zika. Ela Shmuel liban nafshei, rather Shmuel goes according to his own opinion. There is zika come out that he holds of that there is zika, and v'hadle come ella. So then, why didn't he say ella, which sounds like it would be retraction of what it previously said? Because since it didn't say a name of an amor initially, so you can't say ella. Ella would be like a disagreement on someone who was mentioned before. It didn't mention anyone specifically, so therefore it didn't say ella. But it really is shifting from mandame in zika to mandame yesh zika. Now says Taisus. So therefore, Mairi, you have to say he's talking about. Because chalatz laleya, when you did chalitza taleya, kaidem nefilas rachel b'tzarasa. Has to be when we're saying this hiskel. This we're talking about. If you started with the sisters, then you cannot do even ending off with the tzara of rachel. But when you did chalitza taleya before rachel and the tzara even fell for yibam, so the chalitza of the tzara of laleya was kosher. And that's because Leah was not forbidden yet as a chaisakuka, because Rachel didn't fall yet. So therefore, her tzara is permitted and would exempt Leah, like we're saying in the case of if you did for the tzara, you could end it even off with the sisters. Now, lahachi, therefore, hiskel b'tzara's Leah, that if, when you start off with the tzara of Leah, you can have Rachel, you could end off even with Rachel, as we just explained, because it should not fall Rachel. Once Rachel falls, k'ra nifter Leah b'chalitza tzarasa, Leah was already exempted from the chalitza of her co-wife, which we started off with. Which was okay, and b'chalitzas Rachel chalitzik shei could have a krebis tzaras chalitzase, which is the sister of Leah, and Leah is the tzar of the chalutza, so that's not a problem. That's what the Gemara's understanding of Shmuel is right now. It says Taisus, but Ktsaz Doichiku. It's a little bit pushing it to say it's talking about that they, as we just explained, that they didn't fall at the same time. The Havalei Lefarish Behedya, because the Gemara should have explicitly explained the Ayyub Benavl Zachas, it's talking about the way he fell one after the other, keeping that hashtag, because it's up until this point, how Ayyub was talking about Benavl Bazachas, that they fell at the same time. As Gemara had asked, that when you do Chalitza sisters, why doesn't it exempt itself? Because the forbidden as a Chesakuka sounds like that Leia was also forbidden. Sounds like it was at the same time. But additionally, the Rish says, the Metzin Lefarish, that we could explain the answer of the Gemara, that the Ayri that it's talking, according to one of the Zerzika, I feel enough of the Vasachas. Because even that, they felt at the same time. Like the Gemara thought up until this point. It's still, we would say that it's forbidden with the Chalitza of Rachel. And that is that, if I feel lachi, even so, Hislam Tzaras Leia, if you did start with the Tzar of Leia, you can have Rachel. Why is that? So this explains. So although, wait a second, so essentially, the Tzar of Leia was a Chalitza Psula, because Avala Tzar is a Chalitza Psula, as the Gemara pointed this out, which would make her a Chalitza Psula, and you're right, Leia herself is not exempted with her Chalitza, and you have to do a separate Chalitza to Leia, and if so, the Chalitza Brachol should also be Psula, because she's also in the Issa of Chalitza Chalitza, so why could you even be Goymer Ba'achayas to exempt the Tzar of Brachol? So Taisim Kabakum still says the Ri, Chashav Chalitzis Rachel Chalitzis Ksher. Yeah, the Chalitzis Rachel is considered Chalitzis Ksher. Why? The Philly Chalitz Leia Bereisha Kam Rachel, even if he did Chalitza to Leia before Rachel, because we said you have to do Chalitza to Leia because the Hartzara is a Chalitza Psula, and even though you started with the Tzara, you would have to do to Leia, and even if he did for Leia before he did Rachel, still, why? Kim Dalei Nishtar Balei Ela Zikma Etta, since ultimately it's only left by Leia a little bit of Zika, because Shekvar Chalitz L'Tzarasa. So, because really, they really did chalitza to their co-wife, chalitza chashuba tre, which is a more significant chalitza, because she's not any chesakuka at all. So, although you have to do to Leia, but really, it's a very, very weak zika. So, really, essentially, Rach is not really considered chesakuka, because the primary chalitza is really by the tzog of Leia. And this really came to picture of Revom Le'el on the Chavam Bez and the Maschel, the Nafon, that a woman that had chalitza because only of the halacha of yaksa kol achen, that does not make a problem of a issa b'chayz chol tzasa. And therefore, even if he does chalitza to Leia beforehand, since it's only because of chizur, you have to do every one of them, really, although biblically that's not really the case, therefore Rachel is not forbidden as a chayz chol tzasa, and actually her chalitza a chalitza k'ser to exempt her tzar. And this is it, even though the mice said that you could ask that the chalitza of Rachel should be possible. Why? Because the koyim chalitza to tzar Leia, before he did chalitza to the tzar of Leia, kvar nesa rachel, rachel was already forbidden as a chesakuka. As we're saying, it's bevasachas. Shmuel sabba bachal Shmuel holds later on the minimum base commission as a lipsha achas nesa lamas, and we're going at Shmuel that it becomes forbidden forever. So as Taisus, no, mekomakum still have a chalitza rachel, chalitza ksher. Chalitza rachel is considered chalitza ksher. Why? Kibin achshav ein a chesakuka. Right now she's not a chesakuka. Ve'in asuchel mishum shenes labakar. And the only problem is because at one point it was. But the Issa b'chizukuka only because it is right now, not if it had it originally. That's how the Ri explains the Gemara of Hiskel b'lehiskel. That if you started with the Tzar of Leia, you could even end off with the Chalitza b'rochel herself. Tinnik says, Master begins the Gemara Tanik b'sedir Rabashi. Rabashi says like Rabashi. So what's bothering Taisus is, what does that mean? How does it support Rabashi? Though the wording in the Bais is exactly the words of Shmuel. How do you see like Ravash interpretation? So it's because the Brisa Lashak may mean Hiskel Hiskel Kamei. You can't say in the Brisa that it means Hiskel Hiskel because then we can have a little bit of Chokhbet. The Brisa should have been more explicit. In contrast of a Shmuel, what do you mean? An Amari shouldn't have been more explicit, but the Ayanam of Baal Sagat Baal Samaimer, he's talking about other cases too. The woman who got the get and the Ivan who had the Maimer. And regarding those two women, can't say Hiskel Hiskel. And there was no Kaloshna Shabbukul, he said a global terminology. But it could be he meant Hiskel Hiskel. Regarding Lachayas, and therefore it's not difficult, but the Braisa would seem to indicate like Ravashi, because it doesn't say Hiskel Hiskel. If that's the case, then Yavumi Namitis Yav. Then you should also be able to do Yibam. Now, says Taisim, tell me if you're going to say that in the Chanami, maybe that's true according to Beis Shammai, that Tzaras would be permitted to do Yibam. But still, we said that you could do chalitza, because Hashem wanted to tell the chalitza psula and the pateras, that the invalid chalitza of the sisters will not exempt the tzaras, kamashmul, leshna the hiskel hiskel, that as Tais explained is in the Maskal Shmuel, that it's talking about that it's b'zachazeh, and habamotzalim kedibam, that you could have said when you started with the tzaras that you could do yibam, but still he said chalitza to tell us that if you started with the sisters that you could not conclude the tzaras because the chalitza psula would not patur. And you could say the same thing for Beis Shammai. So who said that Beis Shammai would hold that you cannot do yibum? So it says Beis Shammai says no. The Shmuel and Noked yibum. Shmuel didn't say yibum because that's really halacha of the Mishnah. That muta ad mekreves v'chulu in Tzaras Chalat Sasai. And that's the reason why if you start with the Tzaras, you can finish with the sisters. And then we picked chalitza to tell us the chiddush. Chalitza psula would not patter. The Brisa should have said, if you're talking about Beis Shammai, then halacha b'yibum, because that's different, because that's definitely more of a chiddush that to tell us that the tzaras l'chayz hakukah is permitted in yibum, and therefore that's the most question. Then why don't you say you could do a yibum? Or you're not. Another person could say lishmin tavaya. You should have said both of them. Should have said that if you do to the yibum or chalitza to the tzaras, you can exempt the sisters. Where you would have said two chiddushim, one that's permitted in yibum, also chalitza psula is not pateras. Therefore, that's what the Gemara is asking. Why didn't you say, according to Beis Shammai, that Yibum Einam Et Tizyam? Next, this master begins the Gemara, Achrav Chazur B'Tiknu. Maybe after him, they came along and they instituted, which they says, Dachuk Lemekin, is really pushing it to say, well, the Gemara doesn't sound like this, sounds like that they never ended up instituting. Why are we pushing to say this? Because, Shum Talim Estab L'Lemeimer, because it's not logical for him to say, Dolei Alim Zik L'Shav L'Tzar K'Erba, that Zik is not strong enough to make the Tzar like an Erba. Because, if, in other words, why would we differentiate? And therefore, the Gemara doesn't want to say this pshat that the Gemara wants to say for that they didn't make it like a tzaras erva. For that, we didn't, and therefore we want to say that maybe that's the reason why. Because maybe you would be allowed to do yibum, but again, because of this takana, which subsequently they made that to do chalitza, not to do yibum.